Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thanks again for tuning in. You can always follow me on Instagram at PBakerNYC. Today, we got a great show for you. I have five different saving tips that I'm going to throw at you. It's going to be a little bit different from the average saving tips. It's just something a little bit different, something I tweak, something I use in my everyday, and I'll explain it to you as I go each different strategy, each different tip. But before we get into it, I do want to say, make sure you do check out the website, capitalcitypodcast.com. We have a link to all of the platforms that we're on, from Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, Rocket Pocket. We're on about 9 different platforms. So whatever you're using, you can utilize it, and you can listen straight from the website as well, which is pretty cool. We also have a link on the website to the Amazon copy of My Best Month Ever. So I just released a great book. It's for people who are thinking about getting into business, becoming entrepreneurs, sales professionals, or if you're already in it and you want to take your game to the next level, this is a great foundation. A lot of strategies and tips in there, and it's discounted on the website. And not only that, I think that it has great value for the course. It's very low cost, but it's more just about getting the information out there. And I definitely would love to see a review from you guys to let me know what you're thinking. So with all that said, just go to the website, check it out, capitalcitypodcast.com. It's in the description. If you go to my Instagram at PBakerNYC, it's also in my bio. It's a link in the bio. So I will get to that. And for now, we're going to get into the show, and we're going to talk about these five different saving tips. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. So I want to get into some of these saving tips that I've come up with. You know, as I've gotten older, I've tried different things to help me save. Now me, I will tell you personally, I am a spender. So I turned my spending mentality into more of an investing mentality, because I wanted to get away from frivolous spending and spending on nothing and getting nothing in return. And actually, like, you know, seeing my money grow. But I do understand the benefits of having a savings account, of having savings, period, having capital to spend, being liquid in some form, right? So some of the things that I did, in the last few years that I noticed was how I spent my money. You know, I spent it very freely. I didn't think about, always thinking to myself, oh man, I got more money coming in. I'll take care of that next month. I'll put some money away next month. And next month goes to the next month, to the next month, and to the next month. So the first thing I did was, and the first tip I have, is write everything down that you're spending. Just write it down without even making a quick change to anything. Just write it down so you can see it, because you have to get that feeling in yourself to see actually what you're spending on it, and get that, oh, that aha moment where you're like, I can't believe I spent this much on this. I spent this much on that. And I learned, for me personally, the first thing I learned was that I was spending so much money outside on daily on just random things, going to the store, buying, you know, cakes and snacks or whatever it was, fast food. I was spending a lot on things that, you know, I could have actually saved a lot of money just getting from home, or things that I could have done without. I didn't really even need. But it wasn't until I wrote it down and actually looked at everything that I was spending, and then just, you know, watched my bank account, and I said, wow, you know. And you get that little anxiety in your chest. You're like, shh, because you started feeling bad about what you're doing. But the key is, when you write it down, you're allowing yourself to start becoming accountable for how you spend your money, because now you know, because when you're doing it during the month, you're just spending money. You're not thinking about it. And it's just, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the month, you're looking at the account and you say, oh man. And then you're saying, oh, I'm gonna save more next month. And it always will lead into the next. So if you don't write it down and know it, you know, a lot of people say, you know, to track your spending. I know that's a very tedious thing. If you can do it, do it. But at least know what you're spending your money on. And then you can eliminate those things. Because when you go to the store, you say, you know what? I don't even need that. I don't even need this right now. So you can do that because it's in your mind. So if you don't track, right, start tracking your spending right away. At least you know what you're spending on without actually monitoring it every month. You just knew, you know, from that beginning stage of, I spent about $300 just in fast food in a month. Man, I could cut that down in half. So now occasionally you're going to stop yourself from doing it. I would say the second stage that I would say is when you start saving, I would say start low and increase monthly or increase quarterly, however you decide to do it. But it's a habit, right? So when you're creating a new lifestyle, habits are a change of lifestyle, right? So you can't start from zero savings to putting in $500 a month right away. You know, you may be able to, depending on how much you're bringing in, but if you're not used to saving, you're going to keep going back into it. You're going to keep grabbing from it. So my suggestion is to start low. If you can do $25 a week, put away $25 a week, and then turn that the next month, say, you know, I'm going to do $30 a week. And then after that, you say, I'll do $35 a week. And then you do $40 a week. You'll see, you'll develop the habit of saving, and then you can start saving more. So it's about really developing the habit of saving, of actually putting something away. I think that's a very important thing, is not to just jump into anything. So it's just like anything else. If you were going to the gym, you wouldn't start off bench pressing 250 pounds if you haven't been in the gym in over 10 years. You would start off small, get your body back acclimated to the process of going to the gym, doing it, and not discouraging yourself by saying what you can't do, but going by the things that you can do. So start off small and then increase it monthly. Whatever is going to be your risk tolerance, I wouldn't say risk tolerance, but whatever is going to be, whatever you can stomach to save, I would say don't jump to the maximum amount you can stomach, but start off lower and build to that. And then after a while, you may even grow past how much you thought you can save because you started off on a new habit. Another thing I would say is set goals, set financial goals. This may sound like cliche. Everybody's always like, set goals or how much you want to save for the year. Me personally, I say set goals for the things you want to buy. That'll train you to save. So instead of going out and buying things, like let's say you got your check is $1,000 and there's something that you want that costs $250. Instead of buying it, why don't you set your goal to getting it? I'm gonna put $25 a week for a set amount of months. That would be about 10 months. And then I'm gonna go get that and reward yourself with that gift. That will put you in the mindset of saving because you'll be giving yourself a reward for saving. So I think the best thing is to set those goals. You want to go on a trip, start putting money away for the trip. You want to go on this, you want do those things, and then you'll train your mind to save and you'll watch your money grow and you'll love to see your money grow and you'll be accomplished because you know you did something, you put away money, and you were able to reward yourself with the gift you were going, the trip you were going, whatever it was that you set your goals. So set little goals. And you can do multiple goals at the same time. You can have some money going towards this idea, some money going towards this, some money going towards that. And that'll push you to save more. And it'll motivate you more to go through savings. And then as you start growing into that, you start putting more money and you'll see your money growing. Sometimes those things you were going to buy may not be the same price then, or you may not even want it. You'll just be happy that you got $500-$600 in your account. That's extra that you don't need to touch, that just, you know, you're not even touching. So that's a big thing. I think setting goals towards savings will put you in the habit of saving as well. So everything for me right now is about creating this lifestyle and this habit of saving. So I think that is big and that's key. Another tip. So far we have write down everything, set goals, and start low, increase monthly. The next thing I would say is use interest-driven accounts and use separate accounts. So I'm going to go into that first. One of the biggest things I had an issue with was that I was using my emergency money and my money all together in the same place. You know, you have this checking and you have the saving account. You're putting a couple of dollars there. You're not really putting that much in there, but everything is in the same account. And you see the money being debited from the account. And then you're looking at it and you're looking at it and looking at it. And it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. You put a little more money in there, it's going down, it's going down. And you're spending, you're spending, you're spending, right? But the best thing for me was I use an account now for just for transactions that have to do with my monthly debit. So my phone bill, my credit card, anything that comes out on one bank account, right? It comes out on all that and everything I have. Not to say that everything I spend money on comes out that bank account, but everything that I that is part of my monthly bill, whether it's the rent, the my phone bill, credit card bills, any bills that I have come out of one bank account so I can know all of everything that's coming out of there, and I actually put money in it for that. So now I'm actually putting money on away for the bills that I have. I'm separating it from the money that I'm spending on my daily, and I'm keeping my emergency money in account, and I'm keeping the money that I want to put away in account. So I'm not touching everything. I'm spreading it out so it's smaller amount and I'm more conscious about it. Second is I use my other monies into, I utilize different interest bearing accounts. So money market accounts are good. You know, I've talked about that in the past. Money market accounts, even having a saving account, even though the interest rate is low, it's just that interest bearing accounts just to see your money grow a little bit. But money market accounts, I think, are, you know, keep you honest because they're like a savings account with a better rate of return. And it limit, just like a savings account, limits to you how many times you can access money from it monthly. So you may say, it may say six, I think it's like six times that I'm able to access the money in my money market account on a monthly basis. So six times is pretty good if I have to go double dip sometimes. But for my bills, one account, emergency funds, one account, and then I have my savings account, one account. So I try to separate my monies. And, you know, even my savings, I like to manage that with different investments that I do as well. And the last thing I would say is now that you have set your goals, you've written everything down, you're starting low and you're using different accounts, now is the time you can start cutting your spending. You can start, now that you know what you're spending money on, you can say, I don't need this, I don't need this, I don't need that. The biggest thing I did was I was using, I'm not going to knock any company down because that's not my thing, but I was using Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. I had all of these different things. I had iTunes, and I realized that a lot of the stuff I wasn't using on a daily basis. And some of the things, even though I was using it occasionally, I could do without. So there were a lot of things that I cut down out of my monthly expense, and I saw my monthly expense. Even my phone bill, I cut down a lot of things because I had multiple lines on it because I had this, that. And I really cut my bill down almost in half. You know, all the things that I was getting on there just kept adding up, adding up, adding up. And I realized that I'd brought down everything by cutting my spending little by little. I didn't do it all at one time. It was just I cut one thing, realized I could do without it, cut another thing, realized I could do without it. And I saw more money stay in the account monthly than leave the account like it was in the past. So I would say start cutting down the spending. Just look at little things that you don't need that are coming out on subscriptions, on monthly payments. Cut those out. Limit the amount of times you go into the store for random things. You know. Sometimes we go in the store and we go shopping. I'm telling people the worst thing to do is to go shopping without a list. Because if you don't, you're going to end up buying extra things that you, oh man, I really want that, I really want that. So now, even now, I, if I'm going to spend money, I go with a purpose. I make sure that's the purpose, and I don't go over that. So I cut my spending. Even they have this rule, like when you want to make a major financial decision, at least wait 24 to 48 hours. Some people say 72 hours. Trust me, it does cause an effect that'll have you rethinking any major purchases. So just cut down your spending. Try, just like I said, with the start low as far as the saving, same thing. Don't cut everything out and just go cold turkey. You know, spending money is like a drug itself. People have addictions to shopping. Start off by not going to the store one time when you want to plan to get something that you really don't need. And just go in that frame of mind that, you know, I'm going to just stop that. I'm not going to do that. And then you'll see things decrease, and you'll see that you're keeping more of your money in your pocket. So that's the ideas we had today. Just going on it, go over it one more time. Write down everything you spend money on. Set goals, financial goals. You know, they don't have to be major. Set those goals. Start low. You know, start as low as $25, $50, $100, whatever is comfortable for you, super comfortable for you. You know, we don't want to get you comfortable and then hard. We want to get you super comfortable to where you know that this is going to get you. And then, you know, use interest-driven accounts and separate your money into different bank accounts. And you can even, with the separate bank accounts, I even use different bank accounts. I use two different banks for my savings and my just to separate it, just so it's a mental thing for me. You don't have to do that. You can have, if you like a bank, you can have a bank. But I do have like a credit union account, and I have another account with a commercial bank and another account with another commercial bank. So I just separate it all the way across the board and then cut down spending. So I hope that was some great tips for you guys. I think that if we start off small and we make it a habit, make it a lifestyle of being aware of how we spend our money and how we invest our money, it will change us dramatically, and it will change your financial look on things, because you will start to see that you can save more. And from saving now, you can invest more. And the idea is really to see more return on your money, to leverage your money for a greater return. You know, you want to see your money grow. And the best way to see your money grow is to have it in your pocket to begin with. All right. So great. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you guys for tuning in as always. Make sure you check out the CapitalCityPodcast.com website. Link in the description. If it's not in the description, just type it in. It'll come up. And follow me on Instagram @PBakerNYC. Thank you. Have a great one. Appreciate you.